You're listening to Body by Block with Dr. Stephen Block. It's your opportunity to ask questions on the latest technology of face and body enhancement. Body by Block.
Welcome to the Body by Block show. My name is David Hochberg, your host, and on the phone is Dr. Stephen Block from his Highland Park operating facility, a medical spa facility off of Park Avenue West in Highland Park. How are you, Dr. Block?
Hello.
How you doing, Dr. Block? I forgot to bring the phone up, doctor. It helps when the phone's up, my friend. How's everything going, buddy?
Everything's great.
We had a great conversation with one of your patients yesterday that's going to be on a future show by the name of Joy. And she was just a joy to have on the phone. She was an amazing 83-year-old woman.
I know. She called me afterwards, and she says, okay, you were talking about that arm lift. She said, you think I'm still a candidate? I said, I don't know. So I'm meeting with her in a week or two.
That's awesome. She, for everybody that is interested in hearing Joy's appearance on the show, you could tune in next Thursday. We pre-taped it because of Dr. Block's schedule. We had a pre-tape next week's show yesterday, and it was an amazing, amazing conversation. The first thing out of this lady's mouth to all our listeners was, I asked the lady, how come you did? And she's like, because I wanted to feel young, and I felt young, and I keep wanting to feel young. And she's over 80 years old, and God bless her, Dr. Block. I mean, how many of your patients come to you with that type of response and with that type of want and type of result from the plastic surgery that they get from you?
Quite a few, and it's great. You know, early on in my practice, I remember meeting a woman at the hospital. She was about 80 years old, and I forgot what it was that the consult was, but she looks at me and she says, you look pretty young. I've buried three of my former plastic surgeons.
Nice.
And you look like you're young enough that you'll be around for a while. It's really good to meet you.
I buried three of my former plastic surgeons. That's that's great.
It was great.
I was expecting her to say, you know, for you to tell us that she buried three of her husbands, but no. Unless she, hopefully she wasn't married to the three plastic surgeons, and thank God you're married, happily married, I'll say.
So, but, you know, I learned a lot from her because she had a great attitude about life. She was going to live it to the fullest. She wanted to look good. She wanted to be, you know, a lot of people, older people, one of the first things that they do when they come in and the reason why they want to have something done is they say at a certain point in time, you're essentially ignored. The world ignores you. They no longer take notice. You're ignored. And they say, I don't want to be ignored. I still want to be vital. And that is often one of the motivating factors that often brings people in.
You're listening to the Body by Block show. Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon. Phone lines are open if you have any questions regarding plastic surgery. Want to do a little nip and tuck, maybe enhance your body, maybe get the sunspots off your face like I did, get the crow's feet off of your face like Dr. Block has done, and maybe get the chicken, what's that called underneath your skin, Doc?
The chicken skin. I just, you know, I hate it.
Yeah, and you did a procedure that that you mentioned during the last show where you went in with a type of procedure where it drove
it's micro needling.
Thank you.
We do little, and then we do the micro needling with radio, the frequency waves. So you're taking energy and driving it into the depth that you want. It actually really didn't hurt. And what is so amazing about it is there's virtually no downtime to it. So my skin was, you know, my neck was a little bit red. I went out to dinner that night. No one really noticed it. By the following day, I look fine. And my skin is looking better. And, you know, I'm going to do it until I have a 20-year-old neck, because I can.
Well, the topic of today's show, as we segue into that, is the medical-grade anti-aging skincare and what you can do to medically at your med spas, two med spas, one located in Highland Park at 1160 Park Avenue West, which is just west of Highland Park High School, and just east of the Edens. It's kind of like right there. I mean, you can see the football field from Dr. Block's office. And the other facility, which is just a med spa, the Highland Park facility is both a operating facility and a medical spa. But the facility in Glenview is just a med spa, and that address is 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview in the Glen. And to schedule an appointment or to schedule a consultation, you could call Dr. Block's office at 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840, and say that you were listening to the show and you want to get in there to see how you could beautify yourself and make yourself ageless like that lady, Joy, who called in that you'll hear next Thursday, 83 years old. She had a facelift. She had a brow lift. She had her arms done. She had the bat wings taken care of, or as we like to call it in my household, the bubby arms. She had, what the heck else did she have? She had some liposuction done. I mean, this lady was absolutely fearless, and she was a joy to speak with. Her name was Joy, as it turns out, and she was fabulous and just entertaining. And she was very appreciative of what you did over the past 25-year relationship that you have. And that also seems to be the theme. There are two themes that have been constant through these shows. Number one, how the women that have called in all feel younger, all have more confidence, all feel that they can compete with the younger women in the marketplace because their boobs aren't sagging and their arms aren't sagging and their eyes aren't sagging and stuff that's sagging is no longer sagging. And the other theme is that it makes them feel younger. And when you feel younger, you also gain confidence. When you gain confidence by feeling younger, nothing could really stop you because it's all psychological, right? How you feel is how you act. How you act is what you do and how successful you are. And you always say, I won't put words in your mouth. What do you always say about clinical depression?
I think anyone who doesn't care about the way they look or their appearance is basically they are clinically depressed. I believe since the earliest of times, of recorded times, the human species has always been concerned with their looks and has done various things in order to modify the body. The only thing that has changed in all the, you know, in thousands of years is the technology has gotten better. But I do believe that there's a universal desire to look good. And for somebody who doesn't really care, I would venture to say they're clinically depressed. That is not normal. And you have to balance that with the other extreme. I think a certain sense of vanity is an important component of the human species. Obviously, like anything, it could be taken to the extreme. And we do see patients who basically they're obsessed with their looks. So you got to balance out what's normal with what, quite frankly, is nuts.
What percentage of your clientele, of your patients, are men versus women? Is it 25-75 men, women? Is it 10-90 men, women? What percentage?
20%.
It is 20. Are you seeing that growing?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. No. What we're seeing to a certain extent, it's becoming more acceptable. There's, you know, plastic surgery is more and more over time has moved into the mainstream. So I think that there are more people having things done. So the numbers keep going up. But as an absolute percentage, despite what the media might say, I would say it's still 20%.
Is that go as far as also your medical spa, all the treatments in your medical spa, or is that a lesser percent, or is that still 20-80%?
It's still about 20%. It might be slightly lower.
And what do you know, after going through the procedures that I've gone through, I would not hesitate, A, to go back on my own and do it, which I will, and we've already talked about it, and B, I would consider getting on a regular regimen. I'm 47 years old. I'm not getting any younger. I've heard all of the women that come on this show talk about how young they feel, how young they look, and how more empowered they are after the procedures. I'd love to see if Caroline and your staff can't get a couple of men to call in to talk about the procedures and how their friends and their buddies that they run with and that they hang out with you know, you perceive the treatment.
Yeah, we'll try. It's just a little harder because a lot of them are just kind of working and they just don't have that spare time. But we certainly, I think it is worthwhile because they often make up a very grateful segment of the population. And a lot of men are, at first maybe are a little bit hesitant to come in. But once they finally do, and whether they, you know, and they have something done, they're amazingly grateful. You know, especially for guys, you know, let's say for man boobs.
Yeah.
You take a guy, well, we just did. I had a kid who was sent in actually by his psychiatrist. He was so self-conscious, he wouldn't take off his shirt. He wouldn't go to the beach. He didn't, you know, he didn't want to be intimate. And he was really kind of a basket case. I operated on this kid, and it's kind of changed his life. I mean, all of a sudden, the weight of the world is lifted. You know, he could participate in sports. He can go to the beach. You know, it's a nice thing to be able to, quite frankly, feel comfortable in your own body. And unfortunately, there's so many people who are uncomfortable in their body. And how sad if they don't do anything about it.
Well, let me tell you something, Dr. Block. I was that kid, okay? I was that fat kid. I've been overweight all my life, okay? And I was that kid that you just mentioned, right? We used to play shirts and skins when we were younger, okay? Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, five on five. You know, you had 20 kids. We'd split 10 aside playing basketball or something, and we would basically say, okay, you guys have got your shirts, and you guys have you take off your shirts, you're going skins, okay? And I would literally break out into sweat when I had to take my shirt off because I was always fat, and I had man boobs when I was a kid. And it just progressed into when I was an adult, I started working out. I lifted weights. It was really good there for about 10, 15 years when I was exercising. And then I got married, had three kids, and everything went to hell in a handbasket. But now, everything basically, yeah, it went really bad. So now I'm working back, and I've talked to you about this on other shows. I would not hesitate when I get to my cruising weight, which is 223 pounds, because that would be when I hit the 50-pound loss mark. I already told you I'm coming in, and if there's things to do, I want this gone. I will work hard. I'll start working out again once I can feel my leg and I won't fall over while working out like I did falling off the treadmill last week like an idiot getting on the treadmill after a herniating an L4, which wasn't the smartest thing in the world, doctor, but that just tells you what a schmuck I am. And once that happens, I will be the guinea pig for the men out there. There is nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be afraid of. I've been to Dr. Block's medical facility, med spa in Highland Park. You could eat off the floor. Not recommended, but it's that clean. And the people there, your staff, top notch.
I have a great staff. I really do. I'm very fortunate.
They explained the procedures that I was going through. They said, you know, it might hurt, and you know, then it's going to feel good. They explained every single thing, and then when I left, they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to follow up in a month. We're going to come back. You might need two or three treatments. And I am saying this to every single man that's listening. Phone lines are open. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. We have callers calling in and hanging up, which I quite don't understand. It helps when you call in to stay on the line because Brian's over there picking up the phone, so we can put you on the air. 312-521-8600 is the phone line. 312-521-8600 is the text line. So if you have any questions, call in. But I want to encourage men to call your office, Dr. Block, 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. To give you the chance to talk to them about how they can enhance their appearance. Because I think there's such a negative stigmatism for men to go in and get treatment done that I didn't understand it before I met you and did the show. And after doing the treatment, I have no idea why more men don't go in there. I rode my bike over here from the West Loop, and I passed a lot of men. And they really weren't that attractive. And not that, you know, I'm a straight man, but I mean, when you see a good looking guy, you could, you could be like, well, he's attractive. And I'm just like, dude, you really should call Dr. Block because you're a mess and he could probably do a lot of wonders for you. So I want to encourage the wives of the men that you're married to. I want to encourage the men that have partners, you know, that your partner looks like hell and you don't want your partner to look like hell anymore, to give Dr. Block a call, 847-432-0840. Your staff took pictures, before and after pictures, doctor, and I asked them to. I asked Caroline, who helped me, to please take pictures of the before and please take pictures of the after, because I want everybody to see that I actually did what you're talking about on the show, and I want everybody to see the results on my body like you do. Because you're the human guinea pig. You try everything first.
I'm pretty upfront about it. I don't really care. You know, it's like, it's my body. I'm perfectly happy about it, perfectly happy to talk about it. I don't care. And no one else really cares. I mean, people are always so self-conscious as to what other people are going to think. The fact of the matter is, they could care less. People really, we're selfish. We only care about ourselves. Now, sometimes I actually do believe if you were to ask your friends as to whether you should have something done or not, they'll often say no. And I usually tell patients, don't discuss this with the entire world. The entire world isn't really interested in what you do. As a matter of fact, the entire world is somewhat threatened when you do something.
Right.
They're threatened. Very often husbands are threatened when their wives do something. Or how about, if you think about it, think about the dynamics. The husband's married to a really heavy woman, or vice versa. The woman is thin, attractive, and she's married to a really heavy guy. Now, in her mind, she's thinking, okay, he's not going anywhere, or vice versa. And now, all of a sudden, somebody loses a lot of weight, transforms their body. Mm-hmm. If you don't think their other mate is a little bit threatened, you're wrong. There are. You're changing the dynamics and the equation. And it could either be for the better or for the worse.
Yeah.
But there definitely is, in any relationship, that dynamic there. So in general, I tell husbands or the wives, say, you know, if the wife wants to do something, I tell most husbands, you know, really, stay out of it. Mind your own business. It's her body, not your body, or vice versa. Because if you actively encourage her to do it, she's going to be mad at you. What do you mean? I'm not perfect? No, so she'll be mad. If you tell her she can't do it,
she's going to be mad at you.
Right. So she'll be mad. So the best that you could do, and that goes on either side, is stay out of it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do, you know, it's kind of funny. You'll sometimes see a guy who comes in, and the guy looks kind of, you know, he looks good, he takes care of himself, and he wants to have something done. And then you take a look at his wife, and, you know, the dynamic is interesting because she certainly is not as well kept as he is, and it's okay for him to do this, you know. But there definitely is always a dynamic or an equation in any relationship. And sometimes if you're doing something, the other partner can certainly feel a little threatened, or it could be a motivating factor for them to get in shape. It goes both ways.
And let me just use this opportunity as a life example. It's not just for facial. It's not just for plastic surgeon. You know, it's not just for plastic surgery. It's for anything. Okay, and that's a life lesson for all men that are trying to get married. Just shut up and let her do what she wants, okay, because it'll make your life a lot easier, and it'll be a lot more pleasurable. Right, Doc? It's just...
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. My wife basically has carte blanche. She could do whatever she wants. Whatever she wants.
Exactly. My wife and your wife, they'll be great friends because they can hang out together. But I want to welcome Carolyn to the show. Carolyn, welcome to the show. You're a patient of Dr. Block's. Welcome.
Yes, I am.
What was the reason that brought you to Dr. Block? Was it a referral? Was it a newspaper ad? Did one of your friends or family, coworkers, neighbors go through a procedure? What was the reason you went to Dr. Block?
Just word of mouth. You know, I just went to him in the beginning for this skin medical spa, which I was wanting to get a little bit more, invasive and a little bit more, more treatments that were a little bit more than your typical, salons that were out there. So I've been seeing Dr. Block, I'd say, more than a decade. So, visiting his med spa and so forth. So.
So you went in the early 40s,
No,
early 30s. When did you start seeing him?
About 2000.
Oh, in about 2000. Okay. Were about early 40, like 40, 41, 42 years old when you went in to see him, and we just like and we just like to get an age in there, because everybody has been asking me, now that I'm hosting the show, what's a good age to start to get treatments. And Dr. Block says, and Dr. Block, I'll let you answer that. I know you've answered it before, but what is a good age, Dr. Block, for people to start getting treatments?
Aging is highly variable. I would say ideally in your 30s. All of a sudden, for both men and women, there's certain subtle changes that kind of begin. It's like we're no longer in our 20s. And all of a sudden, some of the effects of aging are beginning to show up in our skin. Our skin is our largest organ. It's exposed to the sun. It's exposed to the wind. That's the first thing that comes in contact with the environment. And there's certain environmental changes that occur. And my feeling is, if you start with people at a relatively early age, before they have true signs of aging, with the technologies that we have now, we can definitely slow down the aging process. And as far as I'm concerned, if I could prevent ever having to operate on you, that's okay. I'm perfectly okay with that. But even if down the road, I'm convinced that you could put it off, whatever you need, if you do the non-invasive stuff, you could put it off 5-10 years. Then if you have the surgery and then afterwards go back to some of these non-invasive procedures to maintain it, you will extend the life of the procedure. And instead of having multiple operations on your face, and I think looking a little peculiar, maybe you'll only need one facelift in your lifetime, but you're always going to look fabulous.
So, Caroline, what was the first procedure that you had done on yourself?
I had with Dr. Block, it was a laser, which, he performed on me, and I was just more into skincare at the time. And then I just had, Dr. Block and I had a conversation about a facelift, and we were speaking about, age, when to do this. And for our conversation, it made a lot of sense to do it a year. I had it done a year ago last year in August. And it wasn't like anybody noticed, but I came through it. I was back to work within 1 week. I took off a week, was back to work. I healed very nicely. I was still getting my skin treatments at the med spa. And today, a year later, I feel great, and people still don't say, they didn't say to me, oh, you had plastic surgery, and it will grow with me, as Dr. Block told me. So I'm very happy with what I did.
And how much younger did you make you feel after the first procedure?
It didn't make me feel younger. I just felt like I was just more confident. I had a lower half of the facelift. I didn't have the whole facelift. It was just the bottom, which from neck to mid. And, I just felt real confident. I was healing very well because I went back to my checkups with Dr. Block, and they were checking things. And at the same time, I do a lot of skin treatment because, I only have bad skin. I have really nice skin, and I'm glad I do it, with the photofacials and fractals and things like that, which really keep your skin in really good condition. And again, I don't smoke. I don't lay in the sun. I really protect myself, and it does work. A lot of people think I'm 10 years younger than what I actually am.
That's fantastic. So, doctor, what is a lower facelift? What exactly, what type of procedure did you, well, I've never heard of a lower face facelift. What is that?
Well, you know, we could do various areas. I mean, I think a facelift is a procedure that's tailor-made for what needs to be done. So a lower facelift, what we're usually talking about is along the jawline and the neck area. So it's below the eyes. So we're not including a brow lift. We're not raising the forehead. We're working on the lower portion of the face. Most people, honestly, they hate their necks. They just do. And anything that you could do to improve the neck, they're going to be thrilled. It's one of the first things that goes in terms of aging. We get that laxity of skin there. We get the banding of the muscles. Obviously, I can't eliminate it all. You need your muscles. I can't paralyze the face. And you need a certain amount of, you know, you have to be able to turn your head. So you can't make it so tight that you can't move it. So you got to balance that out. But people in general, what motivates them is they don't like the early jowls and they don't like the laxity in the neck. So that would be a lower facelift.
And where do you make the incision? And are you doing liposuction there? Or are you tightening? What exactly are you doing?
Again, it kind of depends on the individual patient. It's a tailor-made operation. If they have some excess fatty tissue, sure. I might combine it with a little bit of liposuction. Depending upon what I'm doing, I might sometimes take a little bit in the fat of along the jawline and transpose it or raise it into the mid portion of the face. Because for some people, you know, what happens is part of the aging, they lose the volume in the mid portion of the face and they wind up with excess along the cheek line. So you really have to analyze each face. I'm kind of sculpting each one to try to create what I think is a more youthful face.
How was the recovery, Carolyn?
I was back to work in a week.
Wow. And the response from your friends and coworkers and neighbors and family?
I didn't tell anybody.
Most people don't notice. It's kind of amazing.
Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
Nope.
I would venture to say if things don't look right, people notice it. And their eye will pick it up. If things look right, it's kind of amazing. People really don't notice.
So this has been a decade relationship. We started with some skincare treatment at the med spa, then it morphed into the lower facelift, and then I also have down here blepharoplasty. Blepharoplasty, doctor? I'm butchering that name.
It's blepharoplasty.
All right. So there. What
it's eyelid.
Been? And what did you do with Carolyn's eyelids?
Did a little bit of lasering there to tighten up the skin and went from inside the lid and repositioned a little bit of the fat pockets and removed a little bit, kind of just cleaned it up.
And Carolyn, what did that do for you?
It made my under my eyes, I have no wrinkles. You know, it just took away all that. And I was out of work for 2 days and I came back.
That's it. 2 days.
That was it. 2 days. I was back at work.
Any comments or any type of responses from the peanut gallery at work after you had that done, or did anybody notice?
No, nobody really noticed anything. I don't wear glasses or anything. I mean, I wear sunglasses and stuff when I'm outside, but you know, I just have a real relaxed look. You know, I don't look stressed. You know, as you can get older, you can look more stressed. The wrinkles come but I just did it now because my recovery time, I think, was better than let's say if I did it when I was in my late 60s or early 70s, and it grows with you, so nobody really notices anything.
That's fantastic.
So that's why I elected to go through Dr. Block, because I trust him, and he's very good, and I wouldn't go anywhere else.
All right, you're listening to the Body by Block show on WGN.FM. We have Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned. Board certified plastic surgeon located in Highland Park. He has an operating facility and a med spa at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, just west of Highland Park High School. And he also has a medical facility, a med spa facility at 1986 Tower Drive in the Glen, which just, he just does treatments there. He doesn't do any operating there. If you want to schedule a consultation to see what Dr. Block can do for you. 847-432-0840. 847-432-0840. You could also send Dr. Block an email, bodybyblock, that's B-L-O-C-H, at WGNradio.com. And visit his website, bodybyblock, B-L-O-C-H.com, to get podcasts of this show and other shows, and also learn more about the procedures that he performs at his facilities. We're going to take a quick break and be right back, guys. Welcome back to the Body by Block show. David Hochberg, your host. Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned, board-certified plastic surgeon. By the way, doctor, we just got breaking news that Joan Rivers has passed away, so may she rest in peace. Talk about plastic surgery. She was a poster child for plastic surgery with all the work that she's had done or had done on her. And I think she looked fabulous for whatever it's worth for her age. I think she looked great with all the work that she had done. Body by Block is the show. Bodybyblock.com is the website. You could send, that's B-L-O-C-H. You could go to Dr. Block's website, look at all the different procedures that he offers, get more information on him, his med spa, his operating facility. That's Body by Block, B-O-B-L-O-C-H, phone number 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You could also download podcasts of this show and previous shows right off of Dr. Block's website. Two facilities, 1160 Park Avenue West is the operating facility and med spa. And there's only a med spa facility located in the Glen Shopping Center at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. Phone number again, 847-432-0840. Phone lines into the studio are 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. That's the phone line and the text line. If you don't feel comfortable talking on air, we have one of Dr. Block's patients by the name of Carolyn on the phone. Carolyn, you've been going to Dr. Block for at least 10 years, and we did the facelift. We did the lower lids, and I want to talk about the Botox. What does the Botox? How many times a year are you doing Botox treatments, and what does that do for you and your appearance?
I just get it around the crow's feet area, and I do it maybe once or twice a year, every 6 months or 7 months. But it just eliminates the crow's feet, you know, around the eye area, and works good for me. So, like I said, I just do it. I have no problems with the injections or anything. Dr. Block does it right in his office, and walk off feeling pretty good.
So, Doc, I get it. Is the treatment that you did on your neck with the needle pricks and that treatment, is that gonna replace Botox, or is that gonna it's two different types of treatments?
Totally different. I also do some Botox injections in my neck as well. And here's what Botox does. If you think about it, if you were to do an exercise all day long, you would be building up your muscles, and the muscle would be getting bigger. Well, with facial expression, there's muscles. It's underlying muscle that causes that expression. And over the course of years, we smile, we laugh, we talk, we grimace. So those muscles are constantly being exercised. And what happens as we get older, the cushion between the muscle and the overlying skin, the little bit of fat or the collagen, it thins out. And so we begin to see those expressions become more exaggerated as we get older as compared to a youthful face. What the Botox does is it stops the ability of the muscle to contract. It works on the ATP. You need the ATP in order to the muscle to contract. It blocks that. And so, therefore, it knocks out that exaggerated look. You know, so it knocks out the motion. Where we typically use Botox is usually in the forehead. You know, a lot of people come in and say, you know, people constantly think I'm angry. I'm not. But I must be scowling all the time. And you have what we call the 11s, which is right between the eyes. And if you could soften that, then all of a sudden your face the upper third of your face. It opens up. You look more relaxed. You don't look angry. And it's kind of amazing because patients tell me people respond in a friendlier manner to them because they thought that they were angry before, and now they don't think they're angry. So the world responds better to a happy face. And the other place where we often inject it is when you smile. You get what we call the crow's feet. And that gets worse as we get older. And again, a little bit of Botox there softens those muscles, stops the ability to them to contract, and so you get rid of the wrinkles. It's one of the few drugs out there or treatments that genuinely has what I call a wow effect. It just works. And it's worth every penny.
And the Fraxel treatment that you did, Carolyn, what exactly is the Fraxel treatment, and how many times have you had that procedure done?
I just had it done once, and I had it done in February of this year. It was the first time that I, you know, was introduced to it. And it's about, well, you get scheduled for about an hour, and I did the face and the neck. And the first few days, you know, you come out of there, you're, like, sunburned, and then all of a sudden your skin starts to texturize kind of like a sandpaper, but then it peels. I mean, just automatically it starts to peel, and I'm telling you, the results are just, your skin is like baby skin.
Really?
And you go back, yeah, it's really, really nice. And I did this in, you know, I did it in by the direction of Dr. Blacksoff, med spa technician, that, you know, by doing this, you should do it in the winter time, you know, not out in the sun. I mean, you can really, I guess you can do it any time you want, but I elected to do it in the winter time because I'm not outside in the sun. And the skin is like brand new after this procedure. And it was really glowing. And I don't wear much makeup at all. But I mean, it just was really nice. And you could still go to work and do everything you want to do. And then you go back and the technician will, you know, analyze it, and you're good to go.
So what exactly is the Fraxel treatment that Carolyn went through, doctor?
It's a laser, and the way the Fraxel works is with little tiny pixels. So it's little dots. There's various wavelengths that we could use. One of the wavelengths helps to tighten the skin. The other wavelength helps to get rid of the sun damage. Sometimes we'll combine the two. So it improves the skin texture, gets rid of sun damage. It's a great treatment. One could either sometimes do the photofacial, which is a series of treatments, but a lot of people, they want something a little more intense. It's less, there's less treatments. Most patients only need one treatment. And in the one treatment, I think it's equal to about 3 to 4 of the photofacials. The downtime is a little bit more. But basically what you're doing is you're doing these little tiny pixels, these dots. The skin is sealed within minutes. So the healing is from underneath as well as from the side. We have not seen any problems in terms of pigmentary changes. And your skin just looks healthy, vibrant, refreshed. My entire concept in terms of skincare is I don't want women to have to wear a lot of makeup to cover whatever defects or blemishes they have on their skin. If they're wearing makeup, I want it to add a little drama to their face, add some highlights. But I think there's nothing more youthful than healthy, glowing skin. And I don't want them to have to feel they have to cover their skin up. I want their skin to come out and play.
All right, well, Caroline says here had Fraxel, Clear and Brilliant, Photofacial, and Micropeels. How do
Correct.
You, what is, I guess, which one, how do you choose, and how is a patient like Carolyn supposed to pick which one fits the foot the best? I, you know, because they're each one are similar, but they're different. And
right.
So how do you determine which shoe you put on the foot, so to speak?
Well, hopefully they have trust in our medical spa. We're not going to really recommend anything unless we really think it's going to benefit the patient. And some of these treatments, depending upon the extent of damage and what we want to achieve, We might do perhaps, depending on which way the patient wants to go, we might do a little more aggressive treatment first, and then once we've achieved what we want, we will then move down to a less invasive, more minimal treatment for maintenance. So it depends what we're hoping to achieve. You know, like the Clear and Brilliant, I think it's a great maintenance fraxel, but it's not going to do quite the same thing that a full fraxel is going to do. The MicroPeel is just a medical-grade exfoliation. There's absolutely no downtime. There's nothing. You're just keeping the skin, the turnover of the cells, you're just keeping that going. So that is always the backbone of my medical spa in terms of skin care. And a lot of patients, they don't want us to bring out the big guns right away. They want to start with baby steps. So it depends what, you know, to a certain extent, what the patient wants to achieve, what their time frame is. You know, you have a lot of patients now who come and say, well, okay, I want to get this done because I'm going to Florida for the entire winter. So you got to get, you know, I need something now that's going to carry me through. So we might do something a little bit more aggressive, still minimal. I mean, it's a non-invasive treatment. There's another laser that, or fraxel that I do, which is more aggressive. So anything that really is truly more aggressive, I do it. But the fraxel that Caroline had is a less aggressive. It's done by the aestheticians in my med spas. They've been well-trained. They've done literally thousands of them.
So, Carolyn, in closing here, because we're coming up to the end of the show, I want to put the spotlight on you to talk directly to the other men and women listening. What would you tell them about feeling young and staying ahead of the curve and why they should call Dr. Block as opposed to any of the other hundreds of plastic, thousands of plastic surgeons in the area? Why Dr. Block, and why do it sooner than later? Your dime, your dance floor. You've got the microphone. You're driving the bus.
Well, I recommend Dr. Block because, again, I have been seeing him more than 10 years. I've had great experiences. I've never had one problem. And customer service, everything is very good. And they know me. You know, they get to know you as you come in. And like Dr. Block said, they understand, you know, what your goals are, your deadlines, et cetera. But, again, you know, everybody's different. So, you know, they'll prescribe what's best for you at the time. I recommend Dr. Block. I put my full trust in him. I wouldn't go anywhere else. And I think everything that I have done just for maintenance, monthly maintenance on my skin, because I'm a big skin advocate here, you know, I really believe in having youthful skin, not the makeup. I believe in good skin care. And I think, you know, if you want to achieve that, you need to come to Dr. Block's Med Spa. And if there's anything, you know, that you need to do as we're approaching our 50s, it's a good time to get it done when you're younger because you recover faster and you can grow into it. And really, the shelf life is a very long time. And you'll grow there, you know, with a youthful look and keep that. So I definitely am not opposed to doing anything that makes you feel younger and, you know, feel good. And I've had a wonderful experience. So, and I know everybody would.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing your experience and your story and talking about all your procedures. It was very interesting. I always learned something new when we talk to different patients of Dr. Block. And I just want to thank you for your time and for joining the show.
Oh, anytime. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn. Have a wonderful day. All right, Dr. Block, let's talk about what you did for Carolyn on the photofacials. And if you could just explain in a little more detail, if somebody came into you new, okay, Carolyn, 10 years ago, he comes to you, you have all four of these different types of procedures available in your arsenal, the MicroPeels, the photofacial, the Clear and Brilliant, and the Fraxel. And she just wanted to start out slow, right? Do a little smorgasbord, take small plates and do a little sampling. What order would you put the procedures in for her?
Well, as I said, the back, you know, one, you have to analyze the skin, exactly what the status of her skin is, and where do you want to get it, whether we're talking about a little laxity of the skin, or whether we're talking about skin texture, or whether we're talking about sun damage. But if she wanted to take baby steps, I would start with just a little micro peel. And if somebody really doesn't, you know, hasn't been doing any medical grade skincare, you know, quite frankly, if you do anything to their skin, it's going to look better. So a little micro peel, it's a little baby step, very, you know, virtually no downtime. If they come in and they have a lot of sun damage with age spots or red spots, I would recommend a photo facial. If it's dealing with mostly a severe age spots and sun damage with very little red discoloration, I might recommend a Fraxel. If they want a little bit of skin tightening, and I might do the Thermage, which is a non-invasive, quote, facelift. Or if they have little fine lines and wrinkles around the mouth, or they're beginning to get that, I may recommend that they do Infinity, a series of treatments. Occasionally, I might even say, I don't think you need anything. I'll see you back in 5 years.
Amazing.
So it just depends what the status of the skin is, where we want to take it, and where we want to go. But I also want to say something. You know, Joan Rivers would be a perfect example of a woman who was vital until her passing. I think it's tragic. I think she was an icon. Obviously, she was very upfront to the American public that she had a lot of work done. At times, I think it looked better than at others, and I think right now she was really at a very good spot. But I think she did a lot to instill confidence in a lot of women. But just think about it. I doubt if her career could have existed to her age without plastic surgery. Another person is Barbara Walters. The woman has had a long, long career. And I would venture to say that she never would have been able to do it if she really looked her age. So she's had brilliant work done over the years, and it has extended her vital years and her career. And I'll take that one step further. Hillary Clinton. She couldn't contemplate in our society running for president at her age if she really looked her age. Wouldn't happen.
Has she had a lot of work done, Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
Really?
She could use a little more. But that's another, you know, but that's for another day.
Well, maybe she should call you at 847-432-0840.
Clearly she's had work done. Bill has had work done. They've all had work done. You cannot look good at whatever age, you know, after a certain point. You cannot look good unless you've had something done. And if you're in the public light, whether we like it or not, our looks are important. You know, it just is. I mean, honestly, if I look like a fat slob, I could not sit here and talk plastic surgery to the patients who are opposite me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my patients have an expectation that their plastic surgeon is going to be in decent shape. And I respect that. Not only that, I feel good about it. And, you know, so if there's anything that I could do to prolong my productive years, I'm going to do it.
Well, I think with Joan Rivers, going back to her, it was part of her act. I mean, you know, she was always defacing, you know, no pun intended.
Right.
You know, she was always making fun of the way other people look, their face, their rear ends, their dress. You know, her and her daughter made a fortune on E or whatever the station was, reviewing how people looked after the award shows. And I agree with you 100%. She doesn't have what she has today. And she was a very successful comedian And she, I used to watch her on Carson's show all the time when she used to be on and co-host. And I saw her in Atlantic City a number of times and in Vegas a number of times. She cracked me up. But her revival was overwhelming, and it was part of her act. Her plastic surgery was a focal point because she made fun of herself. And
she did.
And,
right.
And you know, she made fun of her looks. And it was part of it. It was part of her shtick, right? And Yiddish shtick means,
yeah.
I probably can't say it correctly, so I won't, without getting fined by the FCC. But it was part of her shtick. And she kept young, made her feel young up until this latest procedure. Unfortunately, you know, it all ended. But, you know, God rest her soul. And I agree with you 100%.
And the fact that she looked young and the fact that she made fun of it, quite frankly, a younger audience could relate to her.
Sure.
She related to everyone. Honestly, if she looked like an old 81, she wouldn't have an audience.
You got it. I agree with you 100%. We got to wrap things up, Doctor. You've been listening to the Body by Block show on WGN.FM. World-renowned, board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Stephen Block. Go to his website, bodybyblock.com. That's Body by Block. It's BLOCH.com. That's the doctor's website. You can get all the information you need about all the different procedures Dr. Block offers. You get information about his two med spas and his operating facility. The med spa and operating facility is located in 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, and the med spa in Glenview is located in the Glen Shopping Center at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. Phone number 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You could send Dr. Block an email at bodybyblock, that's B-L-O-C-H, at WGNradio.com. And go to his website to not only learn about all the different procedures, but you could also download a podcast of this show and other shows for your listening pleasure. Dr. Block, thanks again.
My pleasure.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
Take care.
Okay.